You're listening to The Stage Show, and it's time to introduce our new series, which is called Best Advice. So we're asking theatre makers to recall a key piece of advice that somehow changed them, maybe gave them a direction ahead. Michelle Law kicks us off. She's a writer of books and newspaper columns and films and now theatre with her debut play, Single Asian Female. It was a big hit at La Boite in Brisbane and at Belvoir in Sydney. It's now playing at the Arts Centre in Melbourne. Here's Michelle Law with her best advice.
So the best piece of advice I've received is probably from my brother, Benjamin Law, who's also a writer. And I believe he got it from reading an interview between Laurie Anderson and someone. And Laurie Anderson's a musician and an artist. So her advice for artists is to only take on a project if it fulfills two of three criteria: that it's interesting, it's fun, and it pays money. So the first criteria, it being interesting, I'd say you want to be invested and quite passionate about the project that you're working on, and you should have a genuine interest in it and want to do it. So an example of that in my own career is a feature film that I'm working on, unpaid, with another collaborator. We don't have the time to apply for development funding for it, so we're just doing it. We think the film has an important message and we find it personally rewarding. It being fun, this is especially important if you're not being paid for the work. So what's the point of taking something on if the process isn't enjoyable and you're not working with people that you genuinely like? So an example for that in my own life is things like favors for friends, giving interviews, talking on panels, things like that. If they're someone that I can have a drink with at the end of the day or someone that I'd hang out with socially, I'll do it for that reason. And the third criteria is money. I think all artists come to a point in their career where the enticement of exposure isn't enough. And it's important for emerging artists to realize when in their career that they come to that point, because you need money to pay the bills, even though it's not very glamorous. And I think questions you need to ask yourself is, how much do you value your own work? How much do other people value your work? And to not undervalue the nature of what you do for a living. And I think something that ties all of these things together is just learning to get better at saying no to things. When you're feeling really overwhelmed by life and you look at the thing on your to-do list that you're dreading the most, I think the best thing to do, and this was another piece of advice that a friend gave me, was to get rid of that thing and just feel the weight sort of lifted off of you. Oh, there's always gonna be pressure.
There you are. Good advice. If you're going to take on a project, is it interesting? Is it fun? Does it pay? It's got to tick two of those three boxes. And don't be afraid to ask to be paid. I mean, you don't feel embarrassed when the plumber says how much it is to pay or to build a fence on at the back of your house. Ask for money. It's a perfectly decent, reasonable thing to do. The writer Michelle Law sharing the best piece of advice she ever got. Her debut play is called Single Asian Female. It's playing now at Arts Centre Melbourne in the Fairfax Studio. Lovely space until the 21st of April. Did that resonate with you, that advice? Or do you have some advice of your own that you'd like to share with us? You can let us know. We are artsonrn@abc.net.au. That's the email address, artsonrn@abc.net.au, or you can tweet us. We're @artsonrn. This is The Stage Show. I'm Michael Cathcart.